Welcome, everyone. I am so thrilled. This is the Health and Wealth Group, and we are going to be playing with giving you some information. Some of you, this is the first time you'll be learning some of the tools that I'm going to be sharing that are going to actually get you really kind of fast into creating what you're asking for, health, wealth, career choices that you love. And some of this will be review for some of you that have had classes with me before and are in the academy, but at a new level because you're at a higher vibrational frequency. We come together in this morphic field, and it's just amazing what happens by being together. So picture one big giant puzzle, and if each piece makes the beautiful puzzle of oneness, of joyful abundance, of enlightened philanthropists, of whatever we're asking to be, we do it together. We co-create in this morphic energy field together. So I welcome, and celebrate every single one of you. Whether this is the very first time you found your way to me, or the 100th time you found your way to me, or anything in between, we are one together. And that's why I get to play with you in this morphic field. For you, those of you that may not know that much about me, I go by Susan Elizabeth. It's kind of my spiritual name because, well, that's a long story, but I'll tell you quick. Susan wasn't right. Elizabeth had a kind of energy. It's kind of, you can call me Susan. You can call me anything you want. But if you hear Susan Elizabeth, it's kind of a spiritual. Some people we've known each other in other lifetimes will feel like they want to call me Suzanne. So that's why it kind of combined those two names. Just a little background. My gifts are, I open my mouth and these songs come through. I call them angel songs. I only work with my highest guides and angels only. And now we're moving into these higher realms with other beautiful, benevolent beings that go into more of a blissful energy is the only way to describe it, because we're kind of going into more of the fifth dimensions and higher. And those of you, if you found your way here, you wouldn't have chosen this or been able to be here today had you not already been moving into these vibrational frequencies, because we come together that way because you are asking for more ease with everything. And the third dimension is kind of where the worry and the fear is. And then the higher dimensions is where we take it to a place where, you know, if you think about heaven on earth, or if you think of that dreamlike state where you've always probably, if you think about heaven and you kind of float, I can go float to the library and spend my day reading. I can go float and visit a friend and enjoy their energy. I can float and have this ease. It's all play. Heaven, if you think about heaven, it's playful, it's light, it's joyful, it's expressive, it's creative, it's fun, it's bliss. That's where we are moving to. Not the worry, not the fear. So today, I'm going to get right to it. I will always start with an angel song. I will usually add some of the essential oils, which I'm going to do right now. And I'm going to put some frankincense on the third eye. Frankincense works as a spiritual protector and uplifter. I usually will wear it like a crown around my, like a halo. And sometimes I'll even bring it right down to my heart. Those of you that feel subtle body energy, whether you're live with me right now on this call or listen to the recording, you will also experience the shift that the frankincense brings. And please let me know if you need to know how to get those oils. They're beautiful. I call them little angels in a bottle. They've been such a gift to me. I do want to tell you a little bit about me. Some of you may not know my story. But let me start with the angel song first. And to do that, I usually take a grounding oil also, which I put one on that I love called Balance, because I'm all about balance. First thing you need to know about me, I didn't have to come back here. I got to choose to come here. I chose to be here. You can learn, you can accelerate, you can grow. And I said, well, I'll come and I'll help other people have joyful abundance and evolve and play and if I can have fun and balance in my life. That means I like some third dimensional things. And I like some fifth dimensional things. But mainly I like to have fun, joy, bliss, have more money than I know what to do with every month is fun for me than worrying about money. Probably you guys too, right? Being healthy, not sick, like I was sick for almost all my life. I had no immune system. Every time I went to teach a spiritual class, my vibration would raise, but my body couldn't keep up with it. So my body got sick. I'm going to teach you more about how to deal with these energies, how to keep your body well, and how to watch these energies that are trying to trip you up too, as you grow to these bigger levels. That's all going to be, you know, addressed in this class. How to know your energy, be in your own energy, stay healthy if that's what you're choosing. And who wouldn't be choosing that? If you're not choosing to be healthy in your body, it's a trickster energy. It's a lie. So right now, the very first thing we do, I know I say I'm going to do an angel song, and I will right away. But I always get these messages where you guys are at. If there's something in your body or your life or money that you would not choose, step away as an observer right now and say, would you choose that? Would you choose to be sick? And you go, of course not. If you wouldn't choose it, and you're going to understand what a mighty creator you are, unlimited being who creates your own reality, then I call it a trickster energy trying to trip you up from being that. And once you call it out and know that and step away from it, you can go, oh, wait, I choose this. I choose this. I choose this. I choose differently. Well, you're going to see, we're going to do a bunch of exercises today. I'm going to send you home with some tools to do, some play work to do that is going to get you into being the choices of what you're asking for that do give you joy, the health, the wealth, the careers you love. Okay, so, all right, here we go. Angel song. All right. And this is a message that comes through for the entire group, live or recorded. It always is exactly what all of us need to hear. I never know what's going to come through. Okay. Here we go. We are seeing you understand that this is now at your command, and what you say and what you feel will be. You'll understand that it's all energy. Energy of fear creates a different way. Energy of gratitude creates joy. Today, this is what you'll learn. This is what you'll feel. This is what we say. Woohoo! All right, I know we are going to jump right into it today. Everyone, get your hands on your heart. We're going right into an accelerated version of having what you want now, this second, with gratitude. I am so grateful that I have. And of course, you're going to do the basics, a roof over your head, food to eat, family, friends, the amount of health you have, the amount of money you do have. I am so grateful. Now we're going to extend it into some of those, if you could bypass the fear right away, if there was no such thing as fear or worry, take that one thing you have, take the health consideration that you know is in the forefront of your health, take the worry and fear about money. These are some easy ones. Take that worry, bring it up. We're going to just put it in front of you for a minute. And we're going to do some light language activations to blow these up. So don't worry about it. We're going to blow these up. And I'm just going to take people off video. There we go. We're going to have a light language activation. The light language is going to bypass the thinking mind and blow this up. But for now, there's got to be a choice. hearing yourself choose, that you are willing to choose, I choose, what would it take to have my bank accounts full, all my past expenditures paid in full? And again, I'm going to interject some of my story for some of you that may not know me. I was a master of creating problems in my life with money. I was really good at it. I've been in debt. I've had $30,000 in debt several times. And it was much more fun for me once I learned the tools to be, I've been everything. I've been broke to where I had just $1 left, put it in the church basket and found a $20 bill on the sidewalk. Done that several times. I've been bankrupt. I've been everything. So money has been something I've had a lot of lifetimes of trying to clear. We're going to do some energy work to clear that really quickly today too with light language and with this really powerful meditation. So, but the first thing I'm going to share with you is not to judge anything. This has been your journey. So if the pendulum swung really, really bad that direction, what you would say is bad or not fun or painful. I was raised in an alcoholic home and watched my dad come and beat up my mom for 12 years, not knowing what he was doing. That was not fun for me. And yet he went on to be what I call a master. He went on to be a well-known person. He got himself well. He helped hundreds and thousands of families be well with alcoholism. So I honor him. I'm grateful for him. I've had the lesson of a master. All of you who found your way here today are also masters. And those of you, now this is, listen up here. This is really important for healing for many, many people. Many of you came here to the world to take on the owie stuff, the pain, whether it's abuse, whether it's alcoholism, whether it's problem parents or problems this. You are the master of this. You chose your reality. You chose your parents. You chose what was going to happen with you here. And some of you chose to have the bad stuff. Almost every single one of us who finds their way to here together has been through everyone has been through something. But here's the thing. You chose it to take that energy out of the world so others wouldn't have to have it. You're a transformer and a transmuter. So what does that mean? Your heart was so big that you said, I'm going to go take that energy on myself and release it for hundreds of thousands of others by taking it on and healing it. The key is to heal it. So here, the pendulum swung that far in the bad direction. Now you're here at this point. Now the choice is, if it swung that bad and you could create it that bad, you can create it that good. So now we're on to, you can learn from the path of pain also. You had some lessons to learn, but you are also transmuting it. And whatever the problem was, you're releasing it for the world. If you've been abused, if you've been carrying sickness, if you've been poor, if you've been releasing that for not just yourself, but for others. We'll talk more about that later. Right now, you're on moving to the path of joy just by you being here, just by you finding your way to this group and this call. You are moving to the path of joy. Now, that being said, I'm going to go into a little first agreement meditation so you understand why you chose to be here, why you chose to be part of this world at this time, in this dimension, in this year. In this lifetime. So I'm going to get a piece of paper ready, and we're going to do a quiet meditation. I'm just going to walk you through. We're going to be in a meditative state. You're going to be working with your highest guides and angels only for the highest good of all involved. And here's the key. Key number one, I never get out of bed before asking that I work with my highest guides and angels only for the highest good of all, and I give you my free will. Click, the doors are open so they can co-create. We have this veil on top of us in this third dimension called free will. So you want a real fast acceleration? Ask that you work with your highest guides and angels only for the highest good of all. And I give you my free will. Click, they get to co-create. You are still in the driver's seat. You are still the creator of your own reality. But this allows all these divine beings to help once you make choices for what you are choosing. The next thing is ask, what would it take to have full health? Now you don't answer it because your thinking mind only knows a couple ways. Well, I should probably get more rest. I should probably eat more fruit. I should probably drink water. Well, yeah, but what if there's 100,000 other ways that you can be healthy too? God Source Universe will give you unlimited ways to answer your question. Money. What would it take to have my bank accounts full and my past expenditures paid off? I love that. Notice how I call them past expenditures, not debt. They were a gift to you. The first thing you do is change the vibrational frequency around them and be grateful that you have them when you had the money, and then you set up a plan to begin paying it back with joy, with gratitude, and you can still choose to create things and trips and education and other things too. So we'll probably talk about that today a little bit, if not soon. So let's go into the first agreement meditation. And have your highest guides and angels give you some insight, your oversoul, your higher self, give you some insight as to why you chose to be here. Okay, the first agreement meditation. Let me get some music on here. And here we go. This is kind of an active meditation, so you can keep your paper and pen handy. But as we surround ourselves now with the beautiful white light of new possibilities, and we ask that we work with our highest guides and angels only for the highest good of all, and we give you our free will to co-create with us, bringing us divine insights, unlimited new ideas that we haven't never ever thought of before. But the first thing we want to do is begin to ask and to write down on your paper, I chose to be here because I came into this world to do this. I chose the parents I chose for this. I chose the experiences I had for this. This is my first agreement. I agreed to be here to do, be, or have this. Hearts are opening to receive the information now, and anything that doesn't allow this, we clear. And so does so be it. The hearts are really opening to receive now. I am an enlightened being. I chose to come to this planet at this time to experience this so I can be, have, and do this. And anything that does not allow me to be this, have this, and receive this, we clear now. And so does so, so be it. And so does so, so be it. And so does so, so be it. Amen, amen, amen. So be it. Amen. Everyone breathe that in. Your hearts are open now. Let the tears flow. It's all okay. It is the changing way. Let the tears come. There'll be the space for more fun. Your joy has just begun. Kayanai, Kayanai, Kayanai. So does so, so be it. And so does so, so be it. And so does so, so be it. Amen, amen, amen. So be it. Amen. Let's breathe that in. All righty. Let's keep going, and I'm going to open this up to calls, questions, and comments at the end. You can always put in the chat box how that was for you in the meantime. Let's just keep at it here. And I'll check the chat box. All right, so now you see why I honor you all. I celebrate with y'all. Well, I'm grateful for y'all. You've created for beautiful reason. You're here to be a beautiful, joyful contribution to yourself, your family, the world. And it starts with yourself. So if that brought some tears, if that brought some pain coming up, just let things flow through you, okay? And as the angels came in and said, oh, wonderful. Someone said, I had a good cry and haven't been able to cry for a long time. Yeah, so that is beautiful because we don't want to hold this in. We want to let it, as the angels chimed in with the light language and the message, I call them angels, it's all our beautiful high beings, that you're creating more space for joy. And how does it get better than that? So let me give you a talk about a couple tools we're going to do. I want to teach a couple tools. And one of them is just that, ask questions. So you want to write that down. Ask questions without worrying about the limiting one or two answers. So you ask questions in a way, what would it take to have money for a trip to Sedona with ease and joy? If that's something you choose that would be fun, whether it's fun or education, whatever the reason, what would it take? And your thinking mind's going to say, well, I have to do this and I have to do this and do that. Well, that's fine. It's a co-creation with both, but what else is possible? So we're going to move into the what else is possible. And to do that, what would it take to have money come with ease and joy? And you let it trickle out to the universe. God, source, universe, here's your request. And they get this beautiful energetic creation going based on the energy. And then we're going to go into this vibration, and no one likes the word trust, so we're going to go into a different way to do trust. Here we go. Super powerful tool. Hands to the heart. We did grateful. I'm going to just use the Sedona as an example. I am so grateful and excited and celebrating that I am going to Sedona with ease and that all the money just has come to me, is coming to me, is continuing to come to me, and I am grateful. Now you feel that as if it's already happened. It's coming in new ways that you could never even imagine, because remember the thinking mind, the imagining mind only had some limitations. And this goes into a new possibility, new ways, that you've never ever thought of. And we go, what would it take to have this come to me with ease, joy, fun, gratitude, celebration, balance, joy? And anything that doesn't allow that, we clear. And so does so be it. Now you got to get out of your own way, and the fearful, let the fearful stuff, let the old patterns, let the things that tried to trip you up and stop you, we're going to let them fall by the wayside, and we're going to catch them with light language in the meditation we're going to do today to let you just have that like drop. Some of you have been wearing this shroud of honor that life has to be hard. That's an old pattern. Let it drop. Take that coat off. Just let it drop. It's a heavy coat. We're going to do some of that with energy so we can bypass the thinking mind. And we're going to let that just drop off your energy field. Okay, that was a couple of you are holding this shroud of honor that it's more spiritual to be poor. Old pattern. We're going to clear some contracts about that. We're going to clear some, break some vows that you've had in other lifetimes, being priests or nuns or Buddha or monks, that you can't have money and be spiritual. So we're going to, let's do that one right now. Let's cross that bridge right now. Okay, they want to do a couple things. They want to, tuning forks. They want me to use some tuning forks here. I love my tuning forks. And now you're going to experience this, but you can imagine if I had your body live with me, and I am going to be live in Sedona, so that's why they keep bringing that up. So here we go. I gotta ask that my highest guides and angels slow down. But look at the energy shift, laughing. Oh my gosh, you guys are on a simple. Instead of going into any fears or worries, every time you catch yourself in a fear or worry, find a way to laugh. And now we're gonna go into one more tool, a really, really powerful tool that you can do anytime you go into fear. Again, you get your paper and pen handy. And you go, you write down, just label that fear for a second. I can't, I'm going to stay with Sedona just because it's the one that was presented to start with. I can't go to a live event in Sedona because, okay, we're going to do a quiet meditation with this, but let me tell you how you're going to do it first. Second, you're going to go into I can't because, and then you're going to write out your because. Then we're going to clear it. Interesting point of view. By saying interesting point of view, I have that point of view. You're mighty creators, and in this 10 seconds, you have a limiting belief. You're in a fixed pattern of believing whatever. Now this can be health, this can be money, you put up, apply whatever you want for this exercise, this next exercise we're gonna do. This could be anything you choose. So I can't because, and you're gonna get the basic easy ones, but we're gonna do this 4, 5, 6 times. And then we're gonna go, I can't because, and you're gonna go say, interesting point of view, I have that point of view, I'll walk you through this. Destroy and uncreate that. What else is possible? Listen up here. Every time you say what else is possible, you open a new door that did not exist before you asked that question? Oh my gosh. You open a new door that did not exist before you asked that question. What else is possible? And I'm going to give you a way to use that same energy tool in a minute for any problems you have, any worries, any fears, any real breakdowns before the breakthroughs, all kinds of stuff. But right now, let's go into the quiet meditation again. I'm going to check the chat room. People are getting awarenesses, good cries. Wonderful, cool. All right, let's go into some music again. And this is a quiet meditation with your paper and pen in hand. I like to do these waking conscious meditations. Here we go. And as we surround ourselves again with a beautiful white light, and we are working with our guides and angels and knowing that we are the creators of our life, we're going to begin to take paper to pen now, and whatever you're choosing, you can write at the top, I choose this. And then you can go, I can't. And here we begin. I can't have this because, write out your because, and let's begin. I can't have this because I don't know how, I can't afford it, I'm afraid, I don't deserve it, everyone else can, but I can't. And then we're gonna say, interesting point of view, I have that point of view. We destroy and uncreate that now. What else is possible? Interesting point of view. I have that point of view. I destroy and uncreate that now. What else is possible? Next, write it down. I cannot have because interesting point of view. I have that point of view. I destroy and uncreate that. What else is possible? Don't worry about answering the what else is possible now. Let it trickle out to God, Source, Universe, who knows 100 different ways that you don't know yet. Because you only know what you know. And if you would have created it by your thinking mind, you'd already have everything you're asking for right now, this 10 seconds. So let it trickle out. God, Source, Universe knows 100 different paths. What else is possible opens a new door that never existed, bringing you new avenues, new possibilities. Let's do another one. I cannot have this, or this, I cannot do this because, this is not possible because, do a little light language right now in the middle of this to open up your receiving centers so that you have the space to receive. As we complete this next one, continue with the one we're doing right now. I cannot have this because, if you have, I don't deserve it. Who am I to be special? Who am I to be big? Who am I to be powerful? Who am I to bring my gifts to the world? Who am I to share this? I'm going to destroy and uncreate that, limiting times a gazillion. And so does so. What else is possible? We're going to use the light language to open the heart to receive now. Who am I to ask for hundreds of thousands of dollars? Who am I to help hundreds of thousands of people? Who are you not to be the one who brings the love now? Who are you not to be the one who shines and serves? Who are you not to give your love to everyone now? Who's making that wrong in your mind? We honor you and send you love at this time to open now and be the energy to receive the joy of you and feel and see what we see that you are. The shining star, open to receive this love, oh love you are. I on, I only. I on, I on. Anything that doesn't allow you to receive the gift of you, and that sharing with the world will give you great joy, being you. And you are now being empowered to be the true gift you are to the world. And anything that doesn't allow you to receive that, we clear. And so does so, so be it. And so does so, so be it. And so does so, so be it. Amen, amen, amen. So be it. Amen. Let's breathe that in. You may continue to do these interesting points of views. I have that point of view. What else is possible? All day long, anytime you go into fear or worry, it's a beautiful tool that can create great, great changes in your world. And so does so, so be it. And so does so, so be it. And so does so, so be it. Amen, amen, amen. So be it. Amen. Let's breathe that one in. Woo, alrighty. This is a tool that is priceless. So anytime I would get into a concern, I usually go sit outside in the sun if possible, but you know, or in some sunshine, you don't have to, but I just find that I sit with my paper and pen and do that exact thing. And it's really, really good if you can do 10 of them at minimum, 10 to 15 to 20, because once you do that, it's like peeling an onion and you should be laughing. They started with this exercise with laughter, right? So you get to the point of, why would I pretend I'm not special so I don't share my gifts with the world and have people grateful for me and I grateful for them and we celebrate and then have fun? You know, why was I putting all these, oh, I'm not good enough around me? It's like, oh, how funny is that? So these limiting point of views, just so you don't go into judging yourself that there was something wrong, this journey, you chose your journey up until this moment now. And a lot of you are asking for the before and after story. Susan did that. They talk to me like that when they're, you know, when I'm channeling and then they want me to let you know my story. Susan did that. she had the interesting point of view that she had to walk the path of pain and then get healed and then choose joy and teach that. So those of you, many of you found your way here, probably decided you prefer to have a before and after story. Cool, that's fantastic. So let that be a joyful thing. Because now you get to have your after story on the path of joy. And the tool that I just shared with you is one of the fastest ways I have found. Interesting point of view. I have that point of view. What else is possible? You can do that every single day. You can do that every single morning. And watch, things will happen really, really quickly. All right, so I'm going to move into, I'm going to give you a little tool. And this will be posted for you in the library. You'll probably be getting something like this weekly from me. A little inspiration vibrational frequency that you can share. Again, these are tools that have worked for creating people who went on to make enlightened millions. I share tools that have worked well for me and many others. And this is the first tool I would invite you to write down. Now you're gonna pick your own words for it, but it's gonna all start with this. So let's all grab a pen and write. And then you're gonna add your own couple words. Write down, I love myself. I honor myself. I respect myself. I am. You can put a joyful, enlightened millionaire. You can put a joyful, enlightened philanthropist. You can put I am creating. I am healthy. I am joyful. Whatever you want to put at the end of the I am is what you are beginning the creation process of being in this now. And the now and the future are so much the same, simple way to put it, that you are creating it and telling the universe this is what you are. We did the first agreement exercise. We did the interesting point of view exercise. Now you're going to do the I am. Whatever you put out after the I am grateful and celebrating. I have $100,000 coming to me now. I am an enlightened millionaire. Enlightened millionaire. That means you can give hundreds of thousands away. What if you gave 10% of everything away and you were making $100,000 right now? You could give $30,000 to help the homeless. Let's go into that as our new reality, our new vibrational frequency. I am. Okay, write this down if you haven't. I love myself. I honor myself. I respect myself. I am a joyful, abundant, enlightened philanthropist. Or whatever I am you are willing to state out loud is good if you can, or in writing is also stating, and it's beginning the creation process because you took your thought, put it through a paper or through your hand. A pen to paper is the creation process also. I am. Susan likes sound. Susan can say out loud. And if that's really, if you're in the trickster energy where you can't quite grasp that belief yet, go, I'm in the process of. So it would sound like this. I love myself. I honor myself. I respect myself. I am a joyful, enlightened philanthropist helping hundreds of thousands of people. Or I love myself, I honor myself, I respect myself. I'm in the process of being a joyful, enlightened entrepreneur helping hundreds of thousands. I recommend, if you can, in this 10 seconds, take out the process and just claim it. I am. I love myself, I honor myself, I respect myself. I am an enlightened millionaire. I am an enlightened philanthropist helping hundreds of thousands of people. I am. Do that. Now here is the playful creation suggestion. For those of you that choose it and want to make this happen fast, you say that out loud in the morning when you first get up. Look in the mirror, not look in the mirror, put a little post-it tab up, remind you to do it. You say that at each meal, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Those of you who are dealing with health, I am healthy and grateful. I am slim and trim. Food and I get along great. We love each other and know how to take care of each other. Whatever you want to be your I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am. Do your I am first thing when you get up. You can write it down. I would recommend writing it down and saying it out loud, keeping it on your phone with alarms and saying it out loud. First thing when you get up in the morning, I am. Each meal, I am. And when you go to bed at night, you are in magic time. And you do one more thing. Hand to heart. I am so excited and grateful that I am. And you state it before you sleep. Right before you sleep. If you read a book or journal or anything, do that first. This is the last thought going off as you drift in. I always do ask that. I work with my highest guides and angels for the highest good of all throughout the night. I ask that I say I will gladly bless other people and travel throughout the night, blessing people. If I work with my highest guides and angels only, meaning only the highest frequency vibrational beings, and get this, this has helped many people, and I wake up refreshed. You can put boundaries, you can request, you can ask. So here I go. This is how my magical evening time goes. I ask that I work with my highest guides and angels only for the highest good of all. I will gladly travel and bless throughout the night if I work with my highest guides and angels only for the highest good of all, and I wake up refreshed. Last thing before I go to sleep, I am so grateful and excited, or excited and grateful, that I am an enlightened philanthropist helping hundreds of thousands of people be very grateful that they also are joyfully abundant, healthy, and wealthy. And so it is, so be it. Amen, 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 so be it, amen. Whatever words, of course, you want to add. So, and then you sleep. Woo-hoo-hoo! And then you wake up refreshed. How does it get better than that? Now you're going to hear me say, how does it get better than that? Many of you have the tools in the basic lessons, how you ask questions, how you say, how does it get better than that? I do want to address a little bit about what happens if things go amiss, okay? So anyway, I invite you to play with the power of this. And then what I'm going to be doing is sending you a new kind of suggestion of another high vibrational thing you can say maybe each week. How does it get better than that? Now here I go. I'm saying, how does it get better than that again? So what do people usually think? You say that when there's a problem, right? How does it get better than that? Because you want it different. Well, so you'll hear me say, how does it get better than that, even when wonderful things happen? Because it's saying, bring me more. How does it get better, even better than that? The easy story is someone found a quarter and said, oh, how does it get better than that? And they found a dollar. Oh, how does it get better than that? And they found $10. Oh, how does it get better than that? They find a diamond ring and they go, oh, it can't get any better than this. And then the energy stops. So that it's kind of like, oh, how does it get better than that? Same with if you see someone who lights you up and it's like, oh, they're doing what I would love to do. Don't go into the old trickster energy of limitation separation. It's like, oh, they can do it and I can't. Go into the celebration. I'll have what they're having. Ooh, how does it get better than that? Ooh, look at, if they can do it, I can do it, and I can do it in my own unique way. Ooh, how does it get better than that? I'll have some of that. We're one, we're sharing, we're celebrating each other. We do a lot of that together, a lot of celebrating and coming into the oneness every time we work together. And it creates this beautiful energy, morphic field of us all creating together. And how does it get better than that? All right, so what if there is a little, things will happen. I'll tell you right now, if you're moving, if you found your way to this call, you're a warrior. We're not like little wimpy things. And warriors, what happens with warriors? They get attacked a little. So I can talk about a few things here today. I can talk about how to make sure you're in your own energy field and not someone else's. And to do that, the first thing we can do is we can call, make sure we're in our own energy field. And a simple tool for that is I call myself 100% into my name vibration. So I would say I call myself 100% into my name vibration. Now, do you guys can do this with me and say your own name. So I want you to have a kind of a before energy, just kind of scan your energy, see where you're at. Now, we're in this morphic field, so it's going to make more sense when you're like, especially if you're out shopping or you're out in public, then this is a really good tool for that. Say you're out in public and you're all of a sudden you're feeling sad and there's no reason for you to be sad. And then you see down there, there's an elderly gentleman, you know, kind of, you know, sad or limping or something. Like my story, many of us are so empathic. If you haven't heard, I have so many of these stories, but driving down, no reason to be sad at all. All of a sudden gets super sad, I'm driving on the road, and then an ambulance goes by. So a lot of the times it's not our own energy. So I'm going to share with you two things right away. Just give yourself a break. And call yourself into your energy field so you know what it feels like. So to do that, right now you can kind of scan before and after, but do this again when you're out in public. And so, because we're in this beautiful energy right now. Before energy, say you're maybe angry for no reason to be angry, sad, no reason to be sad. You're picking up other people's energy because we're so empathic. Okay, give yourself a break and say, I call myself 100% into my name vibration and then state your full name. So it would go like this. I call myself 100% into my name vibration, Susan Elizabeth Reese. And do it three times. I call myself 100% into my name vibration, Susan Elizabeth Reese. I call myself 100% into my name vibration, Susan Elizabeth Reese. And then all of a sudden you can like see straight. A lot of people have been talking about this fog, especially lately. All of a sudden, you'll be in your back in your own energy, Susan. And so, and then you can just have a break from picking up everyone else's energy. Another thing you can do is return to sender with consciousness attached. So don't need to know whose energy it is. Sometimes you'll know it's like, oh, you know, I'm thinking about my mom and we still got this going on or someone like that. Or then just return to sender with consciousness attached, but you don't have to know where the energy is coming from. And you go return to sender with consciousness attached. And you go, it's like sending them a blessing. I'm sending you some positive energy. So you can actually do this with a flower and watch a flower bloom. So it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's not my energy. It's not my problem. I'm sending it back to you. But with the way that you have a blessing to do something about it, that is consciousness attached. They can maybe chime in, maybe being connected to their own God, source, angels, universe. Maybe they can create a change, but it's none of your business. You're just sending a little return to sender with consciousness attached. You're blessing them for the opportunity to bloom and shine and be more. Okay? So 100% of your name vibration and the is it even my energy? Couple tools to help you with that. Okay. Now here's, I can't believe I'm saying this is my favorite because it's a tool you use when things are really bad, really bad, even a little bit bad, but a little bit bad to even really bad. Or what we would consider really bad. Let's put it that way. I'll give you one 3D example. My son towed his, was in a car accident. No one was hurt. It was like 4th of July coming out from the fireworks and boom, totaled our vehicle. So what do people usually do? You know, first make sure everyone's hurt. But then what do people do? They go into, oh my God, poor me. And look at that. And how has this happened to me? And why has this happened to us? And why does this keep happening? That's one choice. Or you can go into, listen to this one. What's right about this that I'm not getting? Not what's wrong about this. What's right about this that I'm not getting? Listen up again. Will open doors to new possibilities that did not exist before you asked that question. Will open doors to new possibilities that did not exist had you not asked the question. What's right about this that I'm not getting? Write that down, keep that, commit that to memory, use it anytime there's a problem. Okay, so what happened? Long story short, because you don't need the long version of, we wanted a different vehicle. We got a different vehicle where it should have cost us about $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 more. It cost us 70 cents. What's right about this said I'm not kidding. Insurance paid more for this. Dealer paid, came way down on this. Like we're talking $6,000, $7,000 where we got a new vehicle and nobody was hurt. What's right about this that I'm not getting opens new doors that never existed before. What most people go into complaining. That complaining could have cost me $7,000 to get the vehicle I really wanted. Instead, the what else is possible got me a vehicle for, I don't even know if it cost us 70 cents. It was an exact even exchange. And I have many more stories to share with that. So there we go. Let's just kind of recap, because ask questions. What would it take to have with open, unlimited possibilities? When a problem rises, what's right about this that I'm not getting? What else is possible? When you're in this funk of creation and like, oh, I can't do this. I don't deserve this. If anyone else can do it, I can't do this. I can't create. I can't just ask for $100,000 and have it show up so I can take a trip to Sedona. I can't do it. Everyone else can. Interesting point of view. I have that point of view. What else is possible? We're in magic land here when we do these tools. Speaking of magic land, I want you to take any of those little fears or concerns. Do a quick little interesting point of view as I pull up some music and we go into a meditation that's going to annihilate and blow up those fears as I had told you we would today. So here we go. Get that last little couple interesting point of views down on paper. So you can bring some of those fears up to the surface. And here we go. Bring those up. It's okay to bring them out to the open for this because we're going to blow them up. And we're going to do something very interesting I've never ever done before. How's it get better than that? I'm excited. Here we go. Now, for this, you do not have to have your paper handy. This is one you can go into a little bit more meditative state if you would like. Maybe keep it close. Here we go. As we surround ourselves with this beautiful white light of new possibilities, and we ask that we work with our highest guides and angels only for the highest good of all, this beautiful, really thick white light is pouring into our crown chakra. It's kind of like plasma. And what the reason it's like plasma is because it's picking up on an energetic cellular DNA level, kind of like absorbing any frequencies of these limitations. And it's kind of giving a soothing, healing balm, liquid, plasma coming down, giving it all kind of the chakras a cleanse as it comes down past your heart now, down past your power center. Kamayagana no manke anaya no ma kanonaya ne anaya kino kona. Clearing the power center from the I can't be that. I'm not that big. I'm not that powerful. Kekadaya kona. If not you, who? You are the one we've been waiting for. You are the one we've all been waiting for, all of us together, for your unique gifts. Kano Mahayanayanehoma Kayana, sending this energy, the beautiful velvet liquid energy going down your knees now, beginning to move you into grounding and being okay, being in the third dimension with sharing your gifts. One of your gifts now will be to create the money for the asking. That's fun for you. Sharing your gifts with the world, if that's fun for you. Having health, if that's fun for you. Having a community, people to hang with, people to share your sisterhood, your brotherhood, your soulmates, your soul friends, the communities to play with, to be with. As we come together, we share even more. And this energy is just about to be grounded into Mother Earth now. It's what's fun for you, really, truly, what lights you up and gives you joy. What's fun for you? It's the fun that's going to allow you to step forward. Fun in the most beautiful sense of energy word fun. Not the old energy that fun is wrong. The new energy that fun is choice. I can be joyful and share my gifts with the world. I can create and be here walking this planet step by step, skipping, laughing, kicking up your heels, dancing. Playful energy is what will ground you into being okay being here in this third dimension, being with like-minded friends, co-creators, being supported, feeling supported, that we're all, no, none of us are that weird when we're together. We're not weird. We're magnificent. When we're together, we shine together, play together. Anything that doesn't allow that, we clear, and so does so be it. That's allowing us for our feet to go down to the roots of Mother Nature now. Grounding into Mother Nature now. All the way to the root. Playful, joyful, celebrating energy. This being that bringing us down to the core of Mother Earth, wrapping around the core of Mother Earth. There's a laughing energy coming up from Mother Earth. Some of you might feel it as a cold wind. That's a vortex. Some of you might feel it as heat. But if you feel cold right now, that's a new vortex opening for you. Vortex is a beautiful energetic field of new possibilities for you. You might feel cold, icy cold coming up your legs. You might feel hot. You might see colors. You might be activated with new gifts after this call that you've never, ever, ever even knew you had. The gift of choosing joy. The gift of receiving abundance. The gift of being you. And how does it get better than that? Now that you're in this beautiful energy field, grounded, connected, protected, working with our highest guides and angels only and understanding the gift of you, we're going to take a little journey now. And in front of you, you're going to see a beautiful energetic spaceship of sorts, a Merkaba. It's got a triangle shape on the top. It's inverted triangle shape on the bottom. And it's a light energy vehicle. And you're going to step into it. See yourself step into it. You're safe, you're empowered. You're feeling that beautiful joy of you really truly being you. And the bottom's gonna spin one way and the top's gonna spin the other. It doesn't matter what you see or feel. Top's gonna spin one way, bottom's gonna spin the other way. And your activation light body vehicle is just going to kind of let you stay here a moment. They're saying Susan was getting too excited. My feet were going a mile a minute. I'm so excited. All right, let's stay here a minute just so you should feel the joy of you. The joy of you. Now this spaceship is going to raise up. You're safe. You're protected. You've never felt so yummy. Up, up, up. You can go 10 feet above your crown chakra, 100 feet. You can go wherever you want to take your vehicle. And what we're going to do with this energy field today is we're going to cut the cords to all the little trails going from your past lifetimes. Any karmic trail, any pattern, like I've had all these lifetimes with money problems, I've had all these lifetimes with health problems, I've had all these lifetimes with relationship problems. We're gonna cut, see a trail like a smoke trail coming down from your Merkaba spaceship. We're gonna sever that cord, cut the cords to that. It's like a mini time travel. We're gonna go back in time and zip those, and then we're gonna just unplug that cord so none of it will affect you anymore. Unplug, 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 and cut the cords to any past patterns of interference. Not anything that's not allowing you to be this joyful being that you really are. We're gonna cut with the light language and with these tones now. Cut, cut, cut all those cords. Breathe in. Allow yourself to feel the new being of what you are with those cords from the past. Beliefs, the stories you told yourself about why you're not showing up in joy now. We're just letting them go right now. Cut, 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 cut. And away I push him with this light language. Gently, 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 they're gone. They're cut, yes. They're gone. Now, we gotta go into this receiving space again. Oh my goodness. What am I without these problems attached? How do I be? How do I feel? This is where we let this Merkaba light language safe space create a new morphic field of energy. Clear that niyama. Little residual energy. You don't understand. I have to keep my fears. I have to keep this. This is me. Not anymore. It's only a choice. You can keep your fears. It's a choice also. But those of you that are choosing to let them go now may receive these vibrational frequencies right now. With these tones. And feel in the space with that little fearful child. It's like, you don't understand. I have to be here. We're going to send that little child. We're going to send thank you. Thank you for what you have brought to us up until now. We love you. We are grateful for you. We are grateful for what you brought into my life up until this moment. Now we're just going to ask you, are you willing to serve me and be with me in a way that allows me peace and joy and fun and laughter? You and still be with me. But you'll be with me in a way that is creating money, allowing me to have fun, allowing me to feel healthy. Are you willing to be with me in that way, energy? And those of you that are asking this and saying yes, we will activate it now with these tones. Aya no hayo ho ne o na ya ke ayo ke anayo na ya no aya no aya no aya no. You are now in a space where there is grace and possibilities that make your face smile with joy. The energy now is received now. Celebrate now and be now this joy. We celebrate with you and joy. We love to implore. Receive that into the heart. Joy we can employ. Joyful energy creates abundance. Abundance does not create joy. Joy creates abundance. And so it is, so be it. And so it is, so be it. Receive that. Put your hands on your heart. It is with great gratitude and celebration that we receive the new energy of being joyfully abundant in all areas of our lives now. And anything that doesn't allow you to receive this, any little residual trickster energy is trying to trip you up, we just simply clear. Be gone. You have no power here. I receive joy and abundance now. So does so be it, and so does so be it, and so does so be it. Amen, 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 so be it. Amen. We're going to bring your spaceship down now. Now, bring it down with some playful gratitude. If you feel like doing a happy dance while you're in your ship here, do a happy dance. If you feel like doing a woohoo, do a woohoo. If you feel in, if you're still feeling like, I can't receive this, I can't have this much good and healing happen, say, I'll be quiet. I'm not listening to you anymore. Just for this moment, what would it take for me to receive in celebration and joy? I'll listen to you later, but now I'm in celebration mode here. As your spaceship begins to come down, down, down. Interferences be gone. You have no power here. And you're down on the ground. And so does so be it. We're going to have you step out of your ship. We're going to ground this into Mother Nature now. For you being comfortable walking here. Your roots go all the way down to the core of Mother Nature. Kai oma, kai oma, kai oma, kai ano. It's with great gratitude that Mother Earth welcomes you here as the new being that you are on the planet in this moment. The new creation that didn't exist called you. The new joyful vibration frequency that you hold now here on planet Earth at this time. We're locking that in. We're grounding that in. And we're celebrating the joy of you. And Mother Earth is sending this great gratitude up to your heart. Your highest guides and angels are sending this great gratitude down to your heart. We activate the heart to receive more joy than you can even ever imagine. Now and in the future. And anything that doesn't allow that, we make it clear. Kaya. so it is, so be it. And so it is, so be it. And so it is, so be it. Amen, amen, amen. So be it. Amen. Let's breathe that in. All righty. Now we're going to take a moment to breathe. Drink lots of water. The water, just so you know, has been activated with the vibrational frequency of this call. That joyful new you that you just felt is activated in the water that you will drink for this whole week. How does it get better than that? Anytime you drink pure water, of course, don't do chlorine water. Do your purest water you can get. We activate it now. Every time you drink water, you're coming into the joyful vibration of your true self. And all your requests are being honored. You're asking for more money? Cheers. What would it take to have more money come with joy and gratitude? New awarenesses? Better than that. Let's hands to heart. Celebration. Let's end with this beautiful song from the angels. We are celebrating and so grateful for you. You have no idea what this meeting of you brings to your world now, but we do. So we are very, very, very grateful and celebrating you. And so does so be it. And so does so be it. Amen, amen, amen. So be it. Amen. Have a wonderful day, everyone. I hope to see you all in person very soon or until we meet again. This is Susan Elizabeth Reese at joyfulpossibilities.net, and I adore you. Bye.